talking about the right proper time to light. So Motzei Shabbos, so obviously you cannot light by Shkia Shabbos. Even by Tzeis, it's difficult to light by Tzeis because the person is davening Maariv. So a person davening Maariv, as the person is advised to try and get home as quickly as possible to light, preferably in the right Zman. There's a question in Halacha, what takes precedence? Does the order that first person should say Havdalah and then light Neres Chanukah? And light Neres Chanukah and then say Havdalah, because we want to say Neres Chanukah in the right time, the earlier time is the better, so we should light it earlier. On the other hand, we have a rule that we want to push away, we want to end Shabbos later, and we want to end Shabbos later, the idea of saying Havdalah. On the other hand, we have a preference that a mitzvah which is done regularly goes first, and also a person is going to be lighting theirs and doing malacha with lighting theirs is not mistabe. He should be doing it after. He should be doing it before Havdalah. So there's both sheet that's brought down in halacha. There's a machlokes what to do. And the minhag is in the shul, the order is to light neiris and then to say Havdalah. In the shul, the order is to light neiris and then to say Havdalah. In the home, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say that the order is that you light and then you say Havdalah like you do in shul. The Taz brings some of the morale and others that the order is that you first say Havdalah and then you light Neiris. So what do we do in the Maisa? The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Minig LaMaisa is in the home to say Havdalah first and then to light Neiris. Mishabur does not give any type of preference either way which to do. And he says whichever way you do you're fine because you have what to rely on. So if you have no Minig, whatever you do is fine. But there's an Aruch HaShulchan which says that the Minig is to say Havdalah first. There actually is an earlier Rabbah which says the minig is that they make the Neiris Chanukah first. But the Aruch HaShulchan is a more recent minig for us, and therefore, if you want to go with the minig is to make up Havdalah first. In regards to where to light, excuse me, in regards to where to light, so there are two issues which we talk about, we say where to light. We discuss the issue of a person as a guest, does he light the place where he's eating, where he's sleeping, we'll get to that. But right now I want to talk about a person is at home. When a person is at home, where's the proper place, home, apartment, etc., where's the proper place for a person to light? So in Halacha, the Gemara in Halacha says that a person lights by the door going to the outside, the door of the Chatzah going to the outside, which is the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael. Many people do, back to the din of the Gemara. But it became, though, the time of Sakana, that people lit, the Gemara says you light inside, and the Ritva says that it's lav dafka sakana, means of sakana sefashis, it means tsar, eva, etc. The minig is to light inside, and that became the minig now in Chutz Lord, that we light inside. So the Gemara says you light on the table, and that's sufficient. But if it's possible to do in a way where there is some element of presuma nisa to the rabbin, you should, and that is lighting it by the chaloy. So preferably a person should light his ner chanukah by the chaloy. However, if the chalon is above 20 amas above the ground, so the people in the road, see it in the road, will not be able to see it anyway. So then, there's no mile of lighting by the chaloins. You light by the doorway. When a person is lighting by the doorway, so you light. If you have a mezuzah on one side, you light the Ner Chanukah on the other side, preferably within a tefach next to the door jamb, the doorway. A question which comes up is the case where you live above 20 amas, so you're above 20 amas from the ground, your window, you live on the sixth floor, and you're more than 20 amas above the road, so people in the road are not going to notice you, people in the street are not going to notice you. However, there is another high-rise building across the way, where there are people who live also that height, and they can see what you're doing. So in that situation, is it preferable to light by the chalon, or is it preferable to light by the doorway? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted to say, and I saw the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, that he says that we mentioned yesterday that the Ikar Takana of lighting was for the rabbin which is in the street. See, even over here, even if you're going to have, it's not the rabbin which is in the rechayv, so there's no mile of lighting by the chaloin, and you light by the doorway, which is brought down in halacha, that there's a mile of lighting by the doorway. However, Rav Osner in the Tshuva says that since there are people which can see it, therefore a person should light by the chaloin, and again, so since there's not a clear minute. Either way you do it, you definitely yod say. There's what it's an argument for both ways. I want to say that you should light by the door, not by the chaloyin. That's the way I understand it. But either way you do, you have what to rely on. Have a good morning.
Senior meeting will begin in 5 minutes.